Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. And guess who we're bloody with today? It's only Faith Kelly.
It's me.
It's you.
It's me.
Give us a little intro. Go on.
Hi.
I'm Faith.
I'm Faith.
Alcoholic.
That's about as good as it's going to get.
Right. What are you mainly known for? I feel like I know you for TikTok.
Yeah, it's pretty much all I've done.
I'll take it. Me too. So realistically, it's
fine.
I've
not done anything else. Nothing.
You don't need to. No, it's fine, realistically.
Oh, wait. And no, I'm probably known for being Ethan's girlfriend as well. I was going to say TikTok, Ethan's girlfriend.
But didn't
probably.
You also do a dating show as well?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work out.
Yeah. No, it didn't. How old was I then? 19?
Were you 19? How old are you now?
22.
God, I'm 22. Yeah. When's your birthday?
October. Baby's due on my birthday.
Is it? Yeah. That's going to be what annoying, though. Because you're going to get your presents and they're going to get the presents as well. Oh, wait, do you know what it is or not?
I'm going to hold it cross my legs.
Tell them. Yeah, that's fine. Do it. That's what I do. I'm like, please don't come. I'm really scared.
Oh, no, don't. Now it's the times are actually ticking as well. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, I was going to say, spoiler, Faith's pregnant.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know. No. Are you scared to take it out?
Yeah, there ain't much room, is there?
No.
I'm not being funny. Like, I've got
I've got
a dodgy hip as well.
You ain't got birthing hips, I'll tell you that.
I'm not a fucking piece of cardboard. Literally, like, because I ride horses as well, when I sit on a fat horse, my hip twists. So I physically can't even open my legs that far.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
We've all learnt a lot today. Let's end it there, actually. Okay, so to start off with Ethan, we're not going to talk about Ethan that much, don't worry.
That's right.
It's all about you.
I'll grass him out.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan. Right, how did you meet?
Well, so I was on TikTok, obviously, doing my thing, whatever, posting. And then he was like, oh, she's cute. Did nothing about it, obviously.
Of course, men are pigs. Yeah.
And then I come up again a week later and then he was like, actually, now I find her quite fit. So he followed me on Instagram, but my account was private. So he requested, obviously, it come up and I like obviously accepted it.
Obviously.
And then I was like, good, let the blue tick say, come on. But to be fair, I actually used it as like, do you know when you put your account on private and then get more followers because you have to accept everyone so they can't pre your account? So I accepted everyone anyway. But all my followers on my account then was like, oh, Bazinga follows you, blah, blah, blah. And
they
I was
popped
like,
on that
who?
Quick.
I didn't know who he was.
Really? Nah. She's a humble girl.
No, I didn't know who he was. But what was it? Where am I in my story? I've got baby brain.
You followed you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, no, I did do that. No, so you know them questions that you do, the questions where people were interactive. They went, how does it feel that one of the side men, like one of the seven side men follow you?
It's and like then, the dwarves. Nice.
Yeah, literally. And then I replied and then I was like, don't know who he is. This question's getting really fucking annoying now. I was like, stop asking
Taking him
it.
Out, fuck you.
No, literally, I was like, I don't know who he is. Getting really fucking annoying now. Like, stop asking the question. Then he just replied with a laughing face and I was like,
oh, it's you.
Oopsie.
So he slid in first.
Essentially, after I did mug him off a little bit, yeah.
You humbled him?
No, I think I did. I've humbled him
that.
Ever since.
You needed that. But is it true that you had a date in a barn? Or a stable? It is.
Oh my God, it looked like I was proposing to him on our first date. On our first date, because it was lockdown. I think everyone's over it now, so I'm going to tell a story. But he come down. Yeah, also, it's still kind of outside. We didn't break any rules.
Like, listen, you were 2 metres apart. Just say you were 2 metres apart.
It was 2 metres apart. What can you do? What I mean, sitting opposite each other. But went down my stables and I set it up, like, cause I'm actually quite cringe. Right?
It's got to be done.
So I took all blankets down there, went and set it up at 7 a.m, all pillows around the stable, blankets, fairy lights, fake candles, obviously not real ones.
Did it smell of shit though?
Do you know what? No, it didn't.
God
because
bless,
this stable doesn't really get used.
Oh.
So it was quite lucky.
Stable.
Any other one, probably, yeah.
Wow. And you had your way with them in the hay?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Only a little bit.
But you know what? It was quite good because I played music out my phone and then I was just like, because that just breaks up any like
awkward silences.
But you don't realise that there's any silences if there's music.
This
you know
is
what
true.
I mean?
I hear you, yeah.
So
I
if it's always it's like a little life hack, I think. Like a dating life hack because I don't know. It's
you'll be
quite.
At a restaurant, you'll be putting on a
but
bit
yeah,
of like
Henderson. That background music. Love that.
Oh, that is really cute.
Yeah, but set it up, had all straw.
like these straw bells. Yeah. And then I put a tablecloth on it. And then I had his favourite treats that he's told me that he likes. So things from Greg's, and then I had his favourite cocktails.
Up the game,
but I was
Greg's,
so
please.
Scared. Yeah, no, literally, I was so scared. So I went for a walk around the field, and then we come up, and then I was just like, oh, fuck. I was like, once I put my head back in there, I was like, looks like I'm proposing to him. Like, I'm going to scare the life out of this boy.
He's going to run.
No, this
take
is the
a
thing.
Horse and go.
No, 100%, because boys are a bit...
They are.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, it's in here. And he walked in and he was like, wow. And then I was like, shit. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, but then he was like, no one's ever done anything like this for me before. Ooh. He was like, it's always me doing it for them. And I was just like...
It's not Nando's date, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And then from there, you were just dating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, he was actually really hard to get out of his house, can't cap.
Really?
Yeah, he's really hard.
Really?
Just, he's a homeboy.
Wow.
Yeah. But to be fair, he was in London in Shoreditch and he had to drive down to Essex. So I guess
oh,
that bit is a
Essex.
Bit like, oh, it's fucking long, isn't it? But
how long does it even take? What, does it take long?
5 minutes.
Yeah, no, fuck that. It must have been a love. Must have been love there and then because...
Long distance relationship, though, isn't it?
Just sending each other letters.
No,
please.
Literally. Carry a pigeon.
So, your brother... Brothers or brother?
Brothers.
Brothers.
Got three.
Side. Fuck.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, I actually
okay
like it.
Home. Really?
I like it. I really like it.
Do you
it.
Not get beaten up?
No, they get beaten up.
Girl power.
No, 100%. That's how power. It is, isn't it?
No,
that's literally
I wouldn't know. I'm thick as shit, so it's fine. I'm just like, do you hit me?
Have you got no siblings?
I've got, so yeah, but they're all older than me. So if I tried to beat them up, they'd probably just die. So,
oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, A&E.
Putting the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, the will.
Yeah.
No, but how did they feel about, obviously, when you told them, oh, by the way,
yeah,
with Ethan?
Well, my older brother, again, didn't know. Because I feel like there's like a YouTube era,
there
in
is.
My opinion.
Yeah.
Because I feel like mine is the last lot that, played outside with their friends and knocked on people's doors around the street,
yeah,
and played out.
Yeah.
But my younger two brothers, very much YouTube, Xbox, at home,
typical,
you know?
Young boys.
So
yeah,
them two, they was like, my youngest brother was like, no way, that's sick, here's my favourite Sidemen. And before he come round, he was like, does my hair look okay? And I was
oh.
like, and I was just like, wait, does mine? I was like, why are we stressing about you here? But yeah, no, my middle brother as well, he's quite chilled, to be fair. He's like, decent.
That's no, but I feel like inside they're like,
oh no, my little brother was, yeah, for sure. But he's all right with him now, like, beat each other up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you know you're comfortable now in the family.
100%, they're boys now.
That's so adorable. Do you know
yeah.
what? You got to do it. It's weird.
Yeah.
So when you found out you're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
reaction from, right, so first of all, did you shit yourself or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I cried a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, where's the bottle of wine? What do I do?
No, so I missed my period.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, this obviously ain't normal, is no. it? I was just like, something's happening here. But then you still get period pains. And I was like,
oh, yeah, do you?
You still feel like you're having a period,
mind
but you're not getting it. So you're like, something's wrong. And then I feel like I kind of knew, like, after I missed it by one day, because mine's very, like, bang on. Like, she's a regular bitch,
oh
you know
my
what
God.
I mean?
Yeah, she
and
is.
Then, yeah,
she's
like,
in time.
She's bang on time. But yeah, I waited about 4 days and I'm like, listen, I'm giving you a chance to show yourself here. Yeah. And just like nothing was happening. So I was just like, oh, better get a pregnancy test or 5. So I'd done them and I took 3.
Was he there when you did them
no,
or not?
No, he was up in London. I was in Essex. I was by myself.
And did he know that you thought maybe you were pregnant?
No, I didn't tell him. I knew for 3 days before I told him.
The anxiety, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm getting heartburn. Jesus Christ.
No, literally. Oh, fucking hell, don't talk about heartburn. It's all bad. It's all bad, yeah. But no, so I'd done them. And then, you know, on Clear Blue, well, I don't know if you know, but you
I mean,
know.
I don't know.
No.
But yeah, go ahead.
No, of course not. But obviously, them loading bars take ages, didn't mm-hmm. they? And then it come up and it was like, waiting, waiting, waiting. Pregnant. I was like, oh, shit. But I was just like,
oh my God.
I think I was just in pure shock for absolutely ages. But then I like cried a little bit, but I weren't like sad. It was more like I'm shaking,
shock. Yeah.
Shock. Because I was like, that wasn't really meant to happen.
But did you think before this, like, oh, if I get pregnant, maybe I will keep it? Or was that, did you not even think about it?
No, we had a conversation before. We was like obviously, I feel like if you're in a relationship, you just talk about kids generally, don't
yeah.
you? And he was like, oh, I'd like to be in the house when we have a kid. He was like, I'd keep the baby with you as long as we're in a house and settled. And we did have the house. Do you know what I mean?
Recipe,
so,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was never really a conversation to ever not have it.
Yeah,
if that makes
no, it's
sense.
True. So what was his reaction? Faith, no.
So I went up to London, and obviously he didn't know. So I'm bringing all these bags.
So you didn't even text him?
Nah.
I'd be like, we've got to have an emergency meeting quick.
No, I was completely normal because he had so much time in filming. Because usually he's at my house in Essex all the time. It was like this one particular week, he's just in London constantly. So he had Simon filming, but it weren't like little bits. It was like full, like, so I think it JJ's show was like at the O2 or something. So they pre-record like Simon Sunday. So they had like four in a row and they're long, like long days filming. And so I was like, well, I don't want him to be distracted because if he is upset, then I've fucked him for filming a little bit. But anyway, I went up there. And then he was running his bath, so he's bollock naked, right?
Back to how it started, yeah, nice.
Yeah, literally. And then he was like, so what's changed in the Kelly household? And I was just sitting with my legs crossed on his bin. I wasn't on his bin, I was on his bed. I don't know why I said bin. But I was sitting on his bed with my legs crossed, and he went, so what's changed in the Kelly household? And I must have gone, like, a little like, eyebrow raise or something, because I was like, well, knock me out.
You knocked me up.
A little bit of a change. And then he gets quite paranoid. Like if he can see something, he's like, what? Like,
you've what's cheated.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. No, I'm joking.
The complete opposite. You're like,
no,
well.
Yeah, no, not at all. But yeah, no. It's just, I don't know. What was it? I get so tongue-tied when I talk sometimes.
Don't worry, me too. I'm always stuttering.
And then I fucking forget where I've blooming left off. But yeah, no, so what's changed? Come in, and then he was like, what is it? You've got to tell me. And I was like, no, it's nothing. Like, don't worry. He was like, no, you made a face. And I was like, no, I don't worry about it. Like, chill, bruv, don't worry about it. Like, go have your bath. And then he was like, tell me. And I was like, okay. Like, because he's not going to drop it.
Yeah.
So I was like, go get my suitcase. Because, you know, I've got to bring a suitcase to London. I'm carrying that. It's heavy. Brought it in, and then it's like a little Thomas Sabo bag in there. Brilliant. So you see, only gift bag, right? So I put it in there, and then I was like, right, open that bag, and he went, oh, times 50, right?
I'd be like, I didn't have to take that. Do you know what I mean?
No, because we were so careful, so it shot both of us. It's like, how's that happened?
So I'm doing it now. Oh God, no,
no one said no, but he was like, how? He was like, because obviously boys don't want to be careful. They don't want to, you know? But
no.
Made him do it.
So. Good for you. Look where that ended up anyway, though.
Yeah, it's gone well. Yeah, I'm suing. If I knew what brand we used, they'd be getting a strong letter. But no, he was like, oh. And then he kind of hid behind his bathroom door, like talking to me. So he's like clinging onto it. And then he was like, right. Okay, and we were standing there for like an hour. He was like, how's this happened? I was like, bro, I don't know.
I missed that class at school.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. But yeah, and then he had plans to go out with his friends in the evening still. So I was like, listen, just go. Like, it might be good for you to have a drink, whatever. Talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want to with someone. I think he told Charlie, and that's the only person he told. And then he come home, obviously a bit tipsy, and he was like, no, I want to be a dad. He was almost crying. He was like, I want to be a dad. He was like, I can't think of anyone else I'd want to do this with. Like, I secured everything. Like, you're the only person that I'd want to get pregnant, have this life with, blah, blah, blah. So
that is so cute. If that was one of my ex-boyfriends, he'd be like, fucking get rid of it now, shitty bitch. I'd be like, hang on. Why is it my fault?
Yeah, okay, like, how does that involve me? So I'm dipping.
Your parents fine as well?
So we were scared to tell my parents. We was like, his mum and her partner, we was had no fear of telling, because they're quite a small family. It's literally just the three of them. But my family, there's six of us in one household.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so
your washing machine must be fucking packed on a weekly basis.
Mate, it's huge.
That's insane. Washing
machine, yeah.
Sorry, back to what you're saying.
It's all right, yeah. But so I found out, which is like angel numbers, on the 2nd of the 2nd, 22.
Oh, yeah. What a
and
day.
Then, yeah, I know. And then I told them on the 22nd of the 2nd, 22. But I didn't know. I actually didn't. So I wanted to tell them the day before. And then Ethan was like, no, we can't do it. But I bought a baby grow, had a box. And then I bought a baby grow, put it in there. And I bought really cute boots because it was my mum. Yeah, she's the one that's like got to be married first.
Oh, really?
Like, a bit old fashioned. Marriage first. Obviously, been together like at this point, like under a year. So it's like.
Oh, was it under a year?
Yeah, when I fell pregnant. It's been over a year now. But
fuck yeah.
Nice. But yeah, when I fell pregnant, it was under a year.
Shit.
Yeah, but yeah, so I put little cute boots in there, and then I put a scan picture, and then I put like blue and pink, like shredded decorative paper
so
on
cute.
It. Done the box, but then I made riddles. So I gave my mum and dad, because I had to do this in like a way that they'd take to it softly.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, I'm pregnant, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Done that for.
Yeah, you've ruined your life.
Yeah. My parents are like,
yeah,
sorry.
Literally. But so I thought of a nice way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I got riddles for my three brothers. So I did the same one for them. And it's, what has a shower but doesn't get wet?
Like a baby shower.
That's the one, Grace. That's
I'm
the
really
one.
Impressed
You're
with myself.
Fucking
that I try. I know.
But it was that on the front of the card, and then it had like a little peg, like again, tiny, teeny pegs. And then in the inside, it said, "See you in October 2022." So my brother guessed it first. My middle brother, he went, "A baby." After like my
so
little brother,
monotone.
After my little brother was sitting there going like a shower bottle, a shower scrub, like, and I was just like. Are you joking?
In October, yeah, but literally, you're not washing till
then.
My
little brother just went, I don't know, a bar of soap. That was his first guess. And Ethan went, should we get the box? And I went, just wait.
Just wait.
But he's sitting there fiddling his fingers, pulling his trousers because he's so nervous.
I can imagine him going red as well, like sweating.
Honestly, he does. But my dad was kind of sitting there. But after he read the question, they had another riddle, and that was like a really soft, nice one. I can't remember. It's too fucking long. But it was a gentle one for them. So they didn't get... Again, we're trying to get positive reactions
positive
here.
Vibes
yeah, we're training.
Only, yeah.
We're training the mind here.
Yeah.
But my dad, after my little brother went, "What is a shower? Does it get wet?" My dad went, and I was like, "He knows. Like, he's not going to ruin the riddle for everyone, but
he knows.
Yeah." And I kept looking at him like, "Shit,
give us a smile or something."
This?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then, after Leon, my brother, guessed baby, Ethan got the box, and I said, "Give it to mum. Mum can open it." She went. And she was stuck like that for a good 10 minutes before she said anything.
That's stressful though. I'd be like, what's the reaction then?
Well, luckily everyone else joined in. So my dad got up and he was like, that's amazing news.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mate, that's exactly
Jesus
what I've
Christ.
Done. That's exactly what I've done. But he got up and he was like, oh, I want it to be October now. And I was like,
Oh my god,
because I've had anxiety for like pure 20
imagine.
Days.
Yeah, you're shaking.
And then my little brother got up straight away, gave me a hug.
Oh.
My older brother just... sat there deep in life on a sofa. he didn't do much. And my other middle brother, he was eating his like burgers, his dinner at the time. He just sat there like, he went, oh, I'm not ready for this.
He's not even having the baby.
Literally, that's what I was like. But he couldn't eat for like 2 hours. He was like,
you've ruined
down
his lunch.
Like, I have.
Livid.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know what to do with baby.
But was your mum like fine with it after that?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I think she was a bit like in shock. She was like, right, for like a good 3 days.
Oh, really? Like days? Mm. Shit.
Yeah, when Ethan had to go home the next day, which was great for me. So he went home and then I obviously got the quiz and she was like, but she had like best interests at heart. She's obviously making sure I'm well looked after. She's like, are you sure? Like, this is the person you want to be with? Like, this is your life now. And she was like, as long as you're happy.
That's good
we'll
though.
Go forward.
Thank fuck for that. You didn't get kicked out. On the street with a bump.
No.
Well, I was going to say, so when you introduced Ethan to the family, did you kind of explain what he did? Because I feel like parents don't get it. Or do they get it? Like when you were like, he's part of the Sidemen, were they like, what's that? Like a stripper group? Like
well,
what?
My little brother knows him, doesn't he? So he plays like in his room and whatever, and dad would be walking in. So he kind of like recognises like little clips, I guess, I don't know, of them. But I just say like, he's a YouTuber. I'd never be like, oh, he's from the Sidemen. Like when people ask me now, like, oh, what's your partner do? I'm just like, oh, he makes YouTube videos.
Yeah, I feel like if you bring
I
out
really
the Sidemen
card, downplay
cards,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, really, he just makes YouTube videos. They probably think he's just a neek, like sitting in his
little gamer
in his
boy,
room.
Like,
yeah.
Smelling a BO. Nice. That's cute though.
Yeah, the partner. I don't know. I feel like older generations don't get it though.
They don't get it.
Because our new neighbours are like, oh, my son's just told me like, he's part of like the Sidemen, like a YouTuber. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so what's that then? I'm like, oh, fuck. fucking hate this question.
It's too long.
I'm like, oh, they just make funny videos. But again, if you don't know who they are, that just sounds moist. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just make funny videos.
On YouTube.
Yeah. Great.
That's mad. To be fair, that's mad. Yeah, I don't even know how I'd approach that with my parents. My parents would just be like, as long as he's not a drug dealer, that's fine.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, got to pick him. I think anything was not great for my ex, to be honest.
Oh, we've all been there. Yeah, oh my God, I wonder what your ex thinks about this.
I ain't got a clue. Oh,
my face, like, it's crying and throwing up in the corner.
I ain't got a clue.
So anyway, you're a horse girl.
Yeah.
How do you... Right. So basically, I feel like there's a lot of stereotypes of horse girls.
My cherry didn't pop right in my horse.
It did. Oh, I love how that's what you went to. That wasn't even what I was going to. You didn't take your virginity
that's
on
like
a horse.
That's like the common question, though. Like, oh, was your cherry pop when you ride your horse? Like, no, unless I'm riding with fucking something in me and I'm riding maybe. But
well, you never know what kind of, you know, equestrian, you know what. I mean? Sometimes it's a bit niche, isn't it? But fine. But do you ever get like, obviously, I feel like on your TikTok, you get a lot of hate. Yeah, take another sip. It's non-alcoholic, by the way. Oh, God. But do you ever get that because you're a horse girl? Do you ever get people being like, the horse girl explains a lot?
In school, I did.
You did.
Oh my God, why are my hands so shaky?
It's all right. Jesus, it's a stressful time. I've asked you horse questions. Yeah.
No, like everyone finds the horse girl weird in school, but lucky for me, there was like four of them. So I was like one of the better ones, really.
That's true. So did you like turn up to school in like boots and that?
No, never. Oh, okay. Never. Like but one girl like went to the stables in the morning before school. She always stank of shit. That could never be me.
She always stank of shit. She's going to be watching this baby like... Was that me?
Yeah, well, it was one of four. Yeah,
one of four? Well, it might be one of
yours. It's a she-fit.
Imagine being known as the one that smells a horse shite.
Yeah, exactly.
Not me. Not me. Once I went horse riding, I tried it for like a week.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No? I fell off the most dramatic way possible. It was not good.
Tell me. How?
Well, so I was doing a bit of a canter. No, I think I was doing a jog. Is that what it's called? A trot.
Yeah.
Jog trot, whatever it is. Yeah, and I just wasn't holding onto the reins, really. I was just sort of plodding about and I flew off.
Off the front, the side?
All over the place. Right. I was doing a 360. My mum was like, Grace. And I was like, oh my God, it was so dramatic. I never got back on. So my mum had a really bad accident on a horse.
Yeah.
I think she broke like both of her arms and she had to get it all like done. And now she can't like bend her arms fully like that straight. Mm. She can only do it like that.
Yeah.
So when she saw me on that horse, and it's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
It's remortgaged the house.
Yeah.
It's insane. So do you still ride horses? Can you ride horses if you're pregnant?
My midwife has said, please don't.
Okay.
And my dad's kind of like, don't, because he's very like careful, my dad. Yeah. So he's like, just why would you put yourself at the risk?
True. Just ride a pony or something. Like a miniature, whatever they're called.
No, they're more fucking naughty than the bigger ones. 100%.
It's like chihuahuas.
When a horse like, does something naughty, they're so big. Like if they want to turn around and run the other way, they've got to physically turn around and go the other way. Like a little pony, because they're so small, they just spin on their back feet and go.
I'm sorry, it's not for me. I don't think I can do it. No. I pass out.
No, to be fair, I get the embarrassment of falling off, especially if it was at like a riding school, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very embarrassing. Fuck that.
Never recovered
from that. Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
And you got to get back on. Oh, fucking get back on it. Get me out. There's no way.
Oh my God, don't. My little brother, he rode my horse. Mine's a little bit on the knob, really.
Yeah.
So he was riding him and he was doing him on a circle, like trotting around. And then my horse just dropped his shoulder and went the other way. And I was just like, that was out of order.
That was out of order.
But my little brother's just on the floor like this. Sorry. And I was like, and I was watching from the corner. And then I was like, go on, get up, get back on. And then he was just still on the floor. And then I was like, get back up, you're all right, get up. Still on the floor. So at that point, I started running
dead,
over. And then he sat up and I was like, yeah, fuck that, I weren't running, I don't care.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't care.
That was so dramatic, him lying there for 40 seconds.
No, I thought he might have knocked himself out or something, because it happens.
Does it?
Yeah, this girl that I know, she's been told by a doctor she literally can't ride, because every time she falls, she passes out.
Well, just get another hobby. Go karting or something. Don't ride a fucking horse if you pass out every time.
No, that would be my thought process. But I don't know, some people just...
Listen, some people love the horse. What can you do?
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on.
Go on in.
So obviously you get quite a bit of hate.
Yeah.
Is that... Right, so I think it's because with Ethan.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think it's just 16-year-olds that are... jealous that you're with Ethan? Because I remember I came across your TikTok.
I've got to answer this so carefully.
Well, Sorry, sad man. But obviously, I came across your TikTok and I was like, why are people being mean to you? Because your TikTok was funny. Like, I think it was one of the ones, you know, when you had your like extension on the side, like you were just filming and Ethan was picking up. He was like, you fucking extensions everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was just hate.
I put an extension on me fucking arm. So what do you mean?
Yeah, you know, it was great building work on that. Love that. But yeah, and I was so confused. Then I was like, oh, maybe it's because you're with someone from the Sidemen. So did the hate start just when you got with Ethan or before?
It's definitely got more since being with Ethan. But obviously, everyone gets the odd bit of hate.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't like my nose. So I went through a really bad stage of just getting a pig, like, nose emoji.
Oh, that's really me.
I put it in my block words.
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
It's getting really annoying.
So niche. Right, okay.
I just thought, well, I can't fucking sit and delete them all. It's taking me ages.
Okay, no, that is quite deep.
No, but it's funny at the same time. Like, I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying inside. Yeah. I'm really upset.
No, it's just an annoying, isn't it? But No, since being with it, like, we was actually talking about this in the car on the way here, because he was like, please don't fucking say anything bad. Oh, he was like, him and his, PA for the Sidemen were talking about me, and he was like, Faith, I think the reason why a lot of the people don't like you is because you're not, like, an influencer. And I say, because I'm not an influencer, I don't influence you, I don't make you buy
don't
anything.
Claim it, yeah.
I don't, I, like, I'm not telling you to, like, go do charity work, I'm not telling you to jump off a plane, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not influencing you to do anything. I said, the only thing I do is that, be myself. And he was like, but that's what people don't like, because you don't put out this, oh, hi guys, how are we all today, blah, blah. Yeah. I said, because that's not me.
It's not me.
Like, but with a pinch of salt in it, if you like me, you like me, if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the hate on videos is so dumb. Like, you'll go on their profile and it's either like a yummy mummy who's not yummy at all,
yeah,
or it's like a 15-year-old like gamer.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Yeah,
they probably all smell anyway.
No, 100%.
If that's any.
But I read some of the comments and I'm just like, that is so far from the truth. Like, how have you even
people
got
think
that?
They know everything. Like,
how, like, that's the thing. That's what's annoying. I'm like, how have you even got that? And it's even more annoying when a comment gets like 800 likes and I'm like, how are 800 of
that
you?
That hurts more when it gets likes.
That's what's triggering me. How are you all agreeing with that?
It's so rude. Or if something hasn't even happened and they're like, I know that this happened, and everyone's like, yeah, I saw that too. And it's like, where the fuck are you seeing that?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing it?
Literally, like I'll post something and then I'll just get completely unrelated comments.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it would like be a post about me and my horse or something. And they'll be like, she's cheating on Ethan. I'm like,
what, with the horse?
Where the fuck did you get that from?
We've some pornos like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
This ain't that type of video.
Yeah. Thank you. So, do you get any icks?
Do you know what? I'm not really an ick person.
Really?
No,
must
I never
be
have
nice.
Been.
I get ick for everything.
I never have been.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I know. I think I'm like...
You're like a...
Pick me.
Yeah.
Pick me. I don't
I
get
ick anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's same.
No, I don't know. I just think... I personally see it as... I don't know. I wouldn't call it an ick. I just bet I don't like that or I like that. But
okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, oh, like, I love you. And then be like, oh, you fucking put your spoon in the wrong way round in your drink. So no, I don't fancy anymore. Like, because I've had some bad icks.
Really?
Yeah, like pointless ones.
Example,
like
please.
Tying your shoelaces. Like if your shoelace comes undone, so he stops tying his shoelace.
It's
like,
a bit embarrassing.
Right, he's got a fucking tie shoelace.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do?
Well, I find like men walking down hills make me... like footless.
Yeah, oh, sorry, my shoelace undone. I don't want to give you the idea.
No, but like
back.
Men walking down hills makes me feel physically sick.
What, because they're leaning back?
When they're like and it really makes me feel unwell. I'm like, oh, grow up. Just get a scooter or something. That's an ick as well.
I was gonna say scooter is not great.
Scooter's
it's
a massive
really,
ick.
Yeah.
When, especially when they've got like one foot in front of the other like that. Big and that's why I'm single and you're not.
Do you know what? I don't know.
Well, must be nice. Maybe I should take a leaf out of your book. Let him tie
will
up his shoelace. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. Like, oh, no way.
Repel everyone.
I sometimes think about that. Like, imagine me giving birth. I'd be trying to make small talk. I'd be like, so.
Mate, it's
the
just awkward. You've got to get your fucking bits out and everyone's going to be
and
in
like,
the room,
do you, like, because you don't know when it's due. Like, do you wax? Do you shave? Can you
I've
even
never
shave?
Had to wax. I'm too much of a bitch.
No. I was with Tat. Tat's in the room, by the way. So my first ever wax, right? I went in. I was really embarrassed. I was like, Tat, can you stay in the room? And I didn't realise how intense it is. You have to put your legs by your head. She's like doing your arsehole. And it's like, fuck it. And she's like, yeah, so like the day's been really good today. It's been really quiet. And I'm like, you're actually touching my arsehole right now. Yeah, she actually wasn't. I think she was Polish, so I don't know why I did that one. But yeah, it's really intense. I wouldn't recommend it.
No
way.
It's not for me. Do you know what? I don't like. My mum's got whack here, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't suggest her
doing it either. No. Yeah, fuck that.
So I done a little bit on my arm, and I was like in year eight, and I pulled it off. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm never doing that again.
No, it hurts.
I was like, absolutely not.
I used to get my arms waxed once, and I cried and never went back.
No, no, it's really humbling. It's enough to scar you, really.
I agree. It's like torture.
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting you out. Can't even wax a little bit off my arm. It weren't even a full strip, it's just a tester.
Oh my god, oh my god, are you scared you're gonna get cankles?
No, I've got cankles.
Have you?
Yeah, if my phone's over there, I'll show you a picture. Honestly, I'm not gonna get my ankles out because that's a little bit grim.
You know, some men would absolutely love that.
They're exactly, like, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Cash at me right now.
I love that. Send me a tenner for an ankle.
Yeah, no, they are swollen. They are not pretty right now.
So have you met, is it like, do you meet without like midwives now or do you meet them later on down the line?
I've only had two midwife appointments.
Really?
Yeah, I feel a little bit neglected because I don't really know how it works. But I would have thought you'd gone for more checkups than what you do. Because now I'm in a stage where I'm not getting morning sickness, really. But I'm on the odd day, so I'm not getting morning sickness.
Did you get it really bad?
Yeah, for a good 16 weeks. Yeah, like consistently.
I would kill, no, sorry, I won't
no,
say
like
that, but I would die.
Consistently for 16 weeks. It's awful.
Like every day?
Every day, three times a day. It's awful. Can't be in the car. Ethan was just like, Ethan, like, we went to go to lunch once and we must have, he was out the car walking about and this restaurant was literally like 3 minutes away, but obviously he got me in the car. Mm. So he was in the car, I was like, I've got to be sick. He was like, hold it. I was like, no, I'm going to be sick. He was like, well, we're almost there now, so hold it. Like, he didn't pull over or anything. As soon as I got out the car, I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. But he literally just picked up his new Range Rover. Imagine if I threw up.
What? Oh, so you didn't throw up?
No.
I don't know how you held that. Wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I would have got really told off. I think that was the motivation to keep it down. Like, he's had this car like one day and I've thrown up in a passenger's eye.
Have you thought of any baby? Because I saw you put in your story, loads of people gave you like... So do you know if it's a boy or a girl yet? No. Were you not saying it? You don't?
No.
So I suppose you can't really do many...
Oh yeah, I'm getting accused of lying on TikTok as well that I don't know the gender of my baby. They're like, she obviously knows. I don't know what she's saying. She's not. And I'm like... I don't know. I don't. Like, I've not been to have the scan. I don't know what it is.
So are you going to do... So you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And you're going to do like a little... what's the word? Like baby shower?
Gender reveal.
That's it. That's first. What am I talking about?
Gender
baby, reveal.
Baby showers confuse me. I don't know if it's only girls only. Is it just for gifts? Do you buy for the baby? Do you buy for the mum?
Better buy for me if I ever get pregnant. I don't want shit for the baby. Some prosecco.
Literally, like, gift me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't really understand them. But I think you have them when you're like 8 months pregnant. So the gender reveal is first, but we've got that planned.
You have?
Yeah,
do you know what way you're gonna do it, or is that hush hush?
It's not no, I've not really looked into it that much. I've not even really started.
Well, everyone does
things.
The balloon, don't they?
Oh no, I'm not fucking doing the balloon.
I agree.
That's boring. I'm not doing the cake, I'm not doing the balloon.
Ooh.
Not doing the umbrella. No, I've got an idea, but I'm not going to, like,
reveal. I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
Do you have a feeling, maybe, what it is?
Yeah, so I've, from the beginning, thought it was a girl.
Right.
Because of how bad pneumonia sickness is. And
is that
I'm
like
not...
a thing?
Yeah. So girls are basically meant to take all your beauty away, so you look shit, feel shit. Everything,
fucking
like,
hell.
Everything about them is just meant to be really difficult from, like,
devils,
from, like,
yeah.
pregnancy till, like, 18 till they move out, which
even
I'm
more
sure,
than 18, probably,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know, like, we've
that.
All been there.
Because
yep. I've got three brothers and I was harder worked than, like, 10 times harder worked than
course.
All of them put together.
Yeah.
So I get it. And then boys are meant to be easy breezy, like, nice pregnancy, you're glowing.
So maybe it is a girl.
Yeah, and obviously there's no problems with any of my brothers. They're blooming good as gold.
So have you mainly been thinking about girl names then?
Yeah, and the fact that I don't like any boy name on this planet.
So we're not talking about like Chanel?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
You know when sometimes people name their kids and you're thinking they're going to get shit at school?
Yeah. Do you know what? I love the name Sage, but I couldn't.
Sage.
I love the name Sage, but I just generally couldn't name my kid yet.
Do you know what? I think Chlamydia would be a nice name if it didn't mean Chlamydia.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No.
Is it like a pretty name?
No. Sounds like street whore.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it means
chlamydia. Yeah, obviously. But do you know what I mean? Like the name. What's it? Like, I don't know. Daphne or something.
Daphne.
I don't know.
Love the way you
like,
said that.
Daphne.
No, maybe you should call it that.
I might need subtitles on this.
It?
Yeah. No, I have got some names. I've got some names. But I don't know. If it's going to be a boy, I'm going to be very shocked. Because over the past 2 weeks, I've been very much... It's a boy, it's a girl, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's a boy, it's a girl. I was so sure it was a girl until I got my scan picture. And then it looks exactly like Ethan. And I know that it's like...
Hang on.
A bit
what?
Weird to say.
The outline.
The outline looks like Ethan.
People always say this. I need to understand what you're saying. What, it has his nose?
His nose.
Really?
Exactly, his nose. He's got a straight Roman nose. And obviously mine is just bare, like, straight pointing Roman out that like, man every, you know what I mean? Like, but his is straight. And I was like, that's a boy. Like, wow. Like, if this is a girl that looks like you, that's peak.
That... Put it back
do you know,
in.
Yeah, do you
put
know what it I mean?
Back in. Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, that's peak. But so then after that point, I was like, boy. But now I'm leaning more towards girl again.
Oh, I'm excited to find out. Imagine if you said girl and then you have your little gender reveal. There'll be a TikTok edit of this somewhere. Yeah. I think it's a girl. And then it's just you like, oh my God, it's a girl.
It's a boy. No. Oh yeah, no, imagine. But no, I'd be happy with either because I see it as I liked having brothers growing up. So I'm not going to have a problem having a boy.
I suppose you're used to it. This is what I mean. Like, I've never been around kids.
To have a girl.
Oh,
I really? No, I worked in a nursery.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've dealt with shit then. That's fine.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, because apparently baby shit is disgusting.
Stinks.
Is it?
Stinks. And it gets all out their backs, all down their legs. And the thing is, when you change them, they try and like touch it.
I'm going back on the pill.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing I've heard in my life.
They try and put their hands in it, so you kind of got to have their hands above their heads and then wipe it with one hand. And go, yeah.
It's going to be so mad seeing you as like a mum.
You reckon?
Do you know, yeah, like you doing the school run.
Yeah.
That's going to be so weird.
I borrow his Range Rover.
Oh my God, you're going to be a Range Rover mum. Oh, dreams do come true. I tell you that.
Ethan put me on the insurance. I need to be a hot mum right now.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
What did do your friends think that was a bit weird? Or like what? I suppose they're buzzing to be like aunties now.
I don't know. I feel like, do you know when you got a friendship group and everyone was like, yeah, she's going to be first?
Well, yeah, because I don't know who's going to be first in our friendship group. I can't imagine any of us. God help if any of us have kids.
Really?
Yeah, no, seriously, God help.
Do you not know a thing what you're doing?
No. Really? Well, Tat's good because you've got like nephews and that, but I don't know how to speak to them. I speak to them like adults. I'm like, you're right. Yeah, current recession's a bit shit, isn't it? And they're just like, wow. So you're like, okay, sorry about it. But so your friends are like, what?
Yeah, they're happy. They're basically aunties, uncles.
They're going to be milking this. They're going
to
get loads of presents.
Most of them have said that, oh, you've had like such a good year. Like, we're really happy for you. Like, you found your feet from like your past. Like my past, but like past relationships.
Just
past. I mean, yeah, just about
Christmas past.
But like, I don't know, from seeing you treat you badly to treat you good, it's nice to see.
Yeah.
So there was like, no, you're winning. Nice.
Nice. Well done. That. Must be nice. One of us, we can have that one day. It's not going to be me. But until that day. So this is a bit of a random one. But have you seen the Dubai porta potty things?
I have. I looked it up on Twitter.
I looked it up.
I looked it up and I was like, ugh.
It is hands down the worst thing
I know
I have ever seen. Why does this shit look like that?
I don't know.
That's like baby shit.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine
what
it to look like.
What have you got to eat? Vindaloo.
Vindaloo.
Or five.
Or eight.
Yeah.
With that. It's disgusting. If actually kept
but
her mouth open.
Do you think that could ever be you?
No, listen, do you know what? I'll do a lot for money and I really will. Well, actually, no, maybe not now.
Say if it was like, no, like, come on, say if it was like, I don't know, something stupid, like £10 million you've got to shit in my mouth.
I'd let him, I don't know if I should say
no,
this
you
on the podcast.
Do the shitting in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, then, what? Of course, £10 million, that's not affecting me.
Now I'll swap the question then, £10 million for them to shit in your mouth.
No, maybe on my chest or something.
Because I don't know, for 10 mil.
10 mil's a lot of money. 10 mil, you're set.
Yeah.
You're actually set.
You're so set.
So that's why I'm like, oh, like a bit, not in my it's mouth though. You need a blood test and a tetanus shot. If that's insane. It's disgusting. Would you do it for 10 mil?
I wouldn't let random shit in my mouth. I don't know about Ethan. If the conversation was between me and Ethan, right? And then it was, I'm going to give you 10 mil right now. If I'm shitting your mouth, I'd probably be like, and you know what? Fuck it.
Maybe it's one of your pregnancy cravings. You're just
that's
even
a lot
shit.
Of money. Get
it's
me
a
Range
lot of
Rover.
Money. You could get 5 Range Rovers. Well, okay, I mean. Maybe a bit more than that. I don't know why I just narrowed
mil.
It down. That's disgusting, but also I hear
but
you.
But you've only got to do it once.
Yeah, but you know what? When you've been together a long time, like I've had friends that are like, yeah, we've pissed on each other to keep it exciting. And I'm like, maybe just go on different dates.
Yeah, you maybe don't you need just to go on holiday.
Yeah, you don't need to start doing that.
No, oh God, no, I could never do anything like that.
But it makes you think, like, who's doing that? Like, all of the influencers, like...
True.
I'm thinking maybe, like, ex-Love Islanders that sort of aren't relevant anymore. They want the Dubai lifestyle.
Yeah,
100%. They're shitting.
But that's all that go out there, isn't it? Influencers, Insta
I
models.
Don't want to go to Dubai. I couldn't think of anywhere worse to go.
Really?
Yeah, why the fuck am I going to Dubai?
I'd like to go, but only for the water in the sea because it looks
so
clear.
Let's go Tenerife, Faith. We don't have to.
Yeah, but it looks so clear.
No, it does.
You know what I mean?
You can get the picture in front of that thing.
Wow, That is really
wow. Wow. It just goes straight home. No, I don't know. It's something a bit weird about it. There's something really fake about Dubai.
I would be very scared to get arrested. I don't really know the rules. God.
Yeah, don't
There's
kiss girls.
There's a lot of rules. Bad things would happen.
Bad things would happen. Do you know anyone that's been arrested in Dubai? No.
No.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. Like, in a country that's so, like, uptight about rules, I feel like, I don't know.
Steer clear.
Yeah, because I'd fuck up. Drunk, I know I'd fuck up. I'd flash my tits or something.
Yeah, you're not allowed to drink alcohol there, are you, in public?
What?
Ain't that wrong?
Nottingham could never.
Have I made that
up? Sorry.
You are, but I thought you can in restaurants, but not like outside.
Depends where you go. Like, I feel like if you're in like a really like touristy part or whatever, then it's fine.
I think they do have that though, don't they? They've got like the tourist part and then their part.
Because it's like, did you see, I was watching like Millie T's vlog and she went into a shopping like centre, whatever it is, in like a bikini and a little thing covering it. And they escorted her out.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, I thought you had to be covered. Like,
well, no, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Head to knees? What about the rest?
I don't know. Your toes are not allowed.
It's like a midi dress.
No, out.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Shins aren't that attractive, well, are they? So, I mean, it's understandable.
No,
if you're
I know.
Shins,
who ever
mean?
Looks at a shin and goes, oh.
Imagine if you've got really manly calves as well. It's a bit off-putting.
I think I have manly
calves. No, I do.
Do you?
I've got some whopping calves, yeah.
Whopping calves? Yeah. I have never heard that before in my life. It's a niche, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my Hinge. Got some whopping calves. But have you had any weird cravings? Talking about shit. Any weird cravings?
No.
Literally you haven't
none.
At all?
None.
Some people
this is
really
what
like eating
think.
Ice.
This is no, see, I was going to say ice. I was going to say I've not physically wanted to pick up an ice cube and eat it. But I feel like with morning sickness, a lot of cold things have helped. So like ice lollies, like slush puppies.
You eat like ginger biscuits?
No.
No?
No, I threw them up as well. Everyone's like, I've got morning sickness, have a ginger biscuit. It really helped me. And I'm like, it didn't fucking help me today.
My God.
Nothing helped me.
No, this podcast has really made me realise that I don't think I can ever have children.
It's so much harder than I thought it was. I thought it was so glamorous. Because, you know, little Tammy Hembro, whatever, glowing, beautiful pregnancy.
Oh, God.
Then I'm just sitting there like...
She's still working out. Who the fuck is working out pregnant? I don't work out.
I don't lift a finger, mate.
I can only imagine. No, it's going to get worse as well. Yeah. You're going to be like waddling about like, Ethan!
No, I don't. Oh, little God, troll. It's so unattractive, isn't it? A little troll.
Yeah, sorry. I think I worded that a bit wrong. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'll take it. It's probably true. No cravings. But this is what makes me think, like, it's not real.
It's fake. It's a conspiracy.
I'm not that big, in my opinion.
So how long, like, are
five
you?
5 months.
You're 5 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not that big, are you?
When I lie, like, on my back, can't really see it at all, because obviously
that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 4 months to
go?
Yeah,
4 months to go.
That's really terrifying.
It's gone so quick, though, because when I found out how far was I, oh, God, 7 weeks? When I found out? And then I was like, oh my God, this is going to go, like, last ages. Because Ethan was looking up, like, when did morning sickness stop? And then it was like,
nine months.
Like, 15 weeks. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to take me forever to get to 7 to 15 weeks.
Well, have you missed drinking?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I think that's something I'd really miss.
I don't know, because I didn't really do uni or anything. I don't know.
Oh, did you not?
No.
No, fair enough, though. Fair
this
enough.
Is what I mean. Like, I went to a uni, but I didn't have uni life. Like, I didn't stay in student accommodation because I had an apprenticeship. So it's like work and uni.
Okay.
So like, shit. But, so I've not done anything.
My God.
But I don't know. I've never been like a casual drinker either. This is what I mean. I'm actually
this
really
helps.
Boring.
You were just a wife anyway, to be
this
fair.
What
like
I,
you were
I'm
born to
boring.
Be.
Just say, go suck my horses out, walk the dogs, come home.
Ethan's got a winner here. He's
no,
really
he has.
Got
I'm eating dinner and everything.
So I just wanted to quickly, before, go I wanted on. To touch on the dating show that you were on.
Yeah.
So was this the one that you have to dress?
Just
the other person
pressure, yeah.
And then you go on a date? Or no?
Yeah, like
yeah.
If you win, you go on a date.
So were you the person dressing them or were they dressing you?
I was dressing them, fair which enough. Was Pete, because I wanted me to be dressed, but
rightly
the show
so.
Works how it works.
To be fair, a lot of the time on that show, they get dressed really
I've
like
I've never
clapped.
Seen the show.
I think I've watched it like twice.
Yeah.
And each time I'm like, you shouldn't have
no,
dressed
No, literally, I've
that.
Never even seen it, but someone DM'd me and it's like, do you want to do it? I was like, okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Mm-hmm, whatever, all right. But that's backlashed me a lot. They're like, oh, obviously, like, she wants fame, things like that. I'm like, no, if someone DM'd
please.
You, like, do you want to do this TV show? Like, it's all funded for, blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, but they'd all do that as well.
In my defence, I did not know it would still be airing to this day.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought it'd just be like, one hit wonder.
Yeah, of course.
You got your episode, that's it. No, they replay that shit.
Did you even like the person you went on the date with?
Do you know what? I'm not going to slag him off. He's a really friendly guy.
Oh, God bless
He's
him.
A really friendly guy, but yeah, I wouldn't personally date him, no. So if I got the... Like, he better not watch this. But so basically, there's three girls, weren't there? And only basically one of them was interested.
Right.
Because he was very like, much like vegan, love life, love animals, like plays my guitar in the woods. Do you know what I mean?
Did he wear like the tight, did he go on a gap year in Thailand? One of those.
Fucking hell, no, fuck that. But one girl was kind of similar to that, likes all that stuff. And then me and this other girl were like,
You know, when the filming cut,
we was like, yeah, do you know what? We're going to do the best to make you win it. But she went, she actually won the date.
Did she?
Yeah, she won the date.
And they're not still dating, are they?
No. I think they stopped talking after that. It ended.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it all it, like it appears on TV or not?
Do you know what it actually is? There wasn't no like scriptings or anything, but I think there wouldn't be because it's not like TOWIE or anything. Like it's not like a gossip show, is it?
No.
Like you get your task and then there was like, he wanted to be dressed like David Bowie. And I was like, if it's David Bowie, I know what he looks like.
You should have just said that to start
with. I know the name, but I don't know what he looks like. And then
you don't know who David Bowie looks like?
No.
Faith, do you still not know what he looks like?
No. He's died now, though, isn't he?
Who? Is he dead? He is dead, isn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think he would have been your type anyway. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, there's no way he's a bit...
Did he wear them sunglasses?
He wore a lot. There we go.
Really? Is that him young or old?
That's in 2001.
Was that picture in the casket? They take about to take that. Yeah, no, I heard it on the radio.
Not the radio, how modern. Wow. That's horrific. No, anyone that goes, I want to look like David Bowie, I'd be like, I think we've got to cut the cameras,
He sang that song, didn't he?
Go on, that'll narrow it down.
Tiny dancer.
Elton John.
Oh. And what did he sing then?
Just Dance.
Not the Lady Gaga. I knew you were going to say. Yeah, he was the original writer of that.
Yeah, was he?
No. He was the original writer of that. Fucking hell, well, okay. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, because I feel like a lot of these things are set up. Or like scripted, you know?
No, that
when
was
like,
pretty much black and white, to be fair.
So you could choose if you wanted him. It's not like already like you've got to pick him or not.
Oh no, there was only one boy there and three girls. You get who you're given.
I bet he was loving that.
Yeah.
Loving that.
That's what I mean. That's why you want the roles to be reversed, because it's more fun when you're picking like the outfits. I don't have to do so much shopping. I literally was on like a 60-minute time frame. And no, it was 60, that would have been generous. Like 30 minutes and then 20 minutes, you had to go out. And on the last round, I couldn't find any shoes. And that's why I lost, because I couldn't... It was in the middle of October, and he didn't want to walk around with no shoes on.
Sorry, you literally just didn't give him any shoes?
Yeah.
Not even flip-flop?
No, I couldn't buy any. So I mean, when your time's run out, your time's run out.
Oh, so they really don't let
you? Yeah, no, don't let you.
How about you lost because of no shoes?
He DM'd me on Insta after that. Like, he wish I got you, and I was like...
No.
He was like, I just couldn't pick you because I had no shoes. But on, we did have to refilm one bit because when he, obviously the two girls are standing there at the end, he comes out of the car, a big reveal, whatever, and then we're both standing, he come over, like, hugged me, said, oh, you're right, and then he just went to, like, the other girl, you're right, and then he went, guys, we've got to do that again. If you could hug the one you're seeing.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how many times do you have to do it? It's like, you know, X on the beach when you come out in like
freezing.
The water.
Oh, I would prefer that. It's fucking freezing.
No, I would actually die. If they made me sexy walk, I'd be like, I don't think you know who I am. I really don't think you know the type of girl that I am. There's no way. So do you have to do any of those like cut away? No. This show's really let me down.
No, Jamie, but I wouldn't do it again.
Get it off the air.
Take it off the air.
Take it off the
fucking
air.
Let me do it again.
Well, I feel like I've learned a lot today.
Yeah.
I've learned that I don't want to be pregnant.
Mm.
I've learned that horse girls aren't weird.
Thank you.
And I've learned that you would let Ethan shit in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I did say
and
that.
And that's the clickbait. Write that down. That is the clickbait. What we're going to do is we're going to discuss TikTok, maybe.
TikTok.
TikTok dramas. Wait, I was going to say, I've never actually seen you in a TikTok drama. Have you ever been in one?
I don't think I've... no, I don't meet
really?
Up with anyone. I don't do anything.
Do you know any other TikTokers at all? Because would you class yourself as a TikToker?
Yeah, because that's how I pay myself.
Mood, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair
like,
enough.
That is the job title.
Yeah.
And then I hate it when people are like, oh, she just sits on TikTok all day, get a job. I'm like, bro, I'm sitting on TikTok all day because...
I'm getting paid
job.
For it, so yeah, fuck you. So have you met, like, have you been to, like, events, met other people or what?
Went to one event, a Molly Mae event, but then... I know what you were
that?
There. I didn't see you there.
Faith, that's snaky from you.
I didn't even know you were there till after
did
the
you
event.
Not see me fall?
No.
Good.
But I just, it was my first event. It made me really uncomfortable because I thought, oh, like, just to be fun. No, everyone thinks they're Molly Mae.
No, but so did you turn up on your own or did you go with people?
I went with my old management at the time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but all the girls, like, and I'm not trying to be bitchy, but they're standing there like,
oh my God, it
like
is
like that,
the most,
and I'm just like, yeah, I feel so uncomfortable.
Terrifying thing. Until you get a few drinks in you and you go up to people. I remember I went with this girl in my management called Tallulah, and then I met Max and Brooke there.
Yeah.
So we were just together. But if it wasn't for them, I promise you, no
like,
one would
no
have spoken to me.
There's no way you're making friends in there.
No, no one's,
not.
They're all
no
stush.
No one danced.
They're all like, yes.
Yeah, no one danced.
No one's at a pub.
No
us.
One was at that tiny little food table. That's
yeah, what the fuck
was
that?
Don't eat.
To be fair, at events, it is scary to win. Yeah. All angles, people look at you like...
Who's going
to
have the first biscuit?
It's not me. Yeah. But it's really intimidating when you go to these events as well, because you see all these people that you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel really underwhelmed. Like, on Instagram, not in a rude way, but, like, you see them on Instagram, and they look so amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you see them in real life, and they're, like, 4'1", don't look like their pictures. And it's like, that's mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
No, I get what you mean. The only person that I recognise there was Eden Harms.
Oh, was Eden there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, was this the PLT Molly Mae one or the
It
Beauty
was her
Works?
Winter one.
Oh, the
Beauty
Winter
Works.
One.
Yeah, Beauty Works.
No, oh yeah, I saw Eden there as well. It was like, to be fair, that was quite a cool theme. I was like, right.
Yeah.
But it was terrifying. I remember Ardy walked in and I was like,
that's
okay, Ardy's
with.
Here. What? You with Ardy?
Not like with him, but he was with a girl from my management.
Oh, the one with like really like bright eyes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, but obviously she was at my management, so we was with them.
That caused
we all
an
went out
ruckus.
Clubbing after. I was like, Ethan, do you want to go clubbing? And he was like, no, not really. I was like, okay, well, we're going on Ardy's table. Who's that? I'm coming.
Oh my God. No, I bet.
He got his
full
own table.
Speed ahead.
Yeah, he got his own table.
No, because I remember everyone was like, it's real, it's not real, it's real, it's not real. And I was like, can someone just let us know if it's fucking real or not?
Mm.
It's like the Amelia and H thing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, so I thought it was real, not gonna lie.
Did you?
No,
oh, no,
me
and Ethan,
I was
straight away publicity stunt.
Really?
Straight away.
I feel like you kind of know. Or when you know someone's preparing to do like a boxing match.
Because he didn't
so...
do the Sidemen Tinder, he pulled out of it and we was like, is that because their publicity is going so well?
Oh. Was he meant to do Sidemen Tinder?
Yeah.
Sidemen?
Yes,
Sidemen?
He cancelled it.
No, that seems like the most intimidating thing to do. Sidemen Tinder?
Yeah.
No fucking way. I'd cry for a week.
Oh my God, I might get you on it.
Actually, the views would be quite
do
nice.
Do the guests. Do
They'd
the guests.
They'd be like, why have they invited a horse onto the Tinder? Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, fuck yourself. There's no way. Is that where you have to like choose which one you want?
Yes or no, basically. Yeah, pretty much Tinder.
Yeah,
just
but they
in
do
real
violate.
Life.
They do violate.
Yeah.
I haven't had Tinder for a year now.
No.
And it's been the best thing of my life.
Really?
Can't say I wasn't on Hinge. but what can you do? Suppose, oh my God, yeah, because you can't even have dating apps now.
No.
Look at me. Oh.
I was going to say, really I've never sad. Had dating apps anyway.
What?
The only time I ever had Tinder was to find my ex to see if he was on it.
Mode.
Well, yeah.
You haven't had any dating apps?
No.
Never been curious?
No.
What?
This is what I mean. I'm just boring. Like, I'm not going out.
So
it's happening.
How
cabin.
Did
I'm
you
not
meet
dating.
Your ex?
In the gym.
Oh, you make me sick. Of course. What?
In the gym, yeah.
Well, that's kind of like a romantic story.
Not
though.
Really, a little bit of wrestling.
We were lifting
you know.
Weights.
Yeah.
I can't relate. Maybe I'll start going gym. Yeah. I will not start going gym. That's mad.
Yeah.
But to be fair, well, I was going to say, it makes a good YouTube video, but I'll say if I can't really do that, can I? Imagine him doing that now.
No.
Like, you get loads of messages like, just saw your babe from girl to girl, just saw your boyfriend on Hinge.
Imagine.
No, I love
no,
it.
No, but the thing is that people use your pictures. We actually had this at the start of our relationship. Lucia, a girl from my old work, she was like, oh, I found Ethan on Tinder. And I was like, what? Oh, and then I had to message him and I was like, look, I don't want to be too invasive.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, we're talking, it's going well, things like that. I was like, is this you? He was like, no. And I was like, sweet.
I wouldn't take that though. I'd be like, he's lying to me. He's a dirty liar.
No, do you know what? I'm very like, black and white. Like, I'm like, everyone assumes I'm like a psycho as well. I'm actually not. Like, go out, do your thing.
So you don't. So you don't mind dating someone who's quite in the, would you say limelight? Like, quite pop, but he's quite bait.
Yeah.
Do you mind that? So not make you paranoid.
Sometimes it can get quite annoying.
Yeah.
But obviously, it is what it is. But when it's more of an issue when we go out just us two in like a venue where you can drink and then loads of people. Hustle around him and he's got to stand there for literally like an hour doing pictures, talking to people. I'm just standing there like this.
Like a spare part, like hello.
Yeah, no, literally, but like he'll just drift over there somewhere. I'll be in my original spot just like.
Do you ever get what, like I always get, this would piss me off knowing that girls still would message him. because they have no...
Oh my God, this girl. So, right, so it's, again, early months of dating, but we was official on Instagram, whatever, everyone knows we're going out. Yeah. Right? So this one night, he happened to be in London, right? This girl DM me like, oh, went on night out last night. He was there, shagged me behind bins, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you, and I was
like,
that.
What a weird voice note. But I was like, why has it got to be the only day he's not in, like, in my company?
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, but, yeah, because obviously I'd believe it. I'd be like, yeah, first.
Yeah.
Fine, you're dumped.
No, I was just a bit like, wow, is this like the limits that girls will go to?
So do but you it, get that a lot? Not really.
No, I do, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because
I constantly get told that, oh, you shouldn't be with you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Look at you now. Thank you. That's yeah. That's really disgusting. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't ever date someone in the limelight because I believe it.
But girls do it. And do you know what? It's a little bit irritating. So we just went to Spain.
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so we just went to Spain. And there's like girls like my age in the bar, say, you know, 20-ish, whatever. That like, acceptable age, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And they stand there and are obviously getting...
Oh, of course, getting ready.
That. And then I'm just like, bro, I'm right here. No, I'm literally the spare part next to him. That is so mucky. Do you know what I mean? But it's just annoying. And then what else happened? When we went clubbing, went to Roxy in London. And this guy, he went to the toilet. She was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Yeah, I bet I could snog him. And I was like, I will throw hands.
To you?
No, to her friend. But I was next to them. And I come out and I literally grabbed his hand and just was like, no, I gave him a snog. And I was like, yeah.
They were just like, bitch. Fuck you. Yeah. That is insane, the lengths that girls will go to. Do you know what it is? It's just if you've got a blue tick, girls will try and get with you, isn't it?
Yeah, but he asked, he's like, am I the first blue tick in your DMs? I was like, no.
Why the first blue tick?
You're the only one's made it through.
Yeah. Brown 10. Have you had a lot of blue ticks in your DMs?
I wouldn't say anyone that, like, I think I would say Ethan's obviously the biggest blue tick I've had, but it's usually like ballers. But I don't like,
what's
it's
that?
Plain
what's
like
a baller?
Footballer.
Oh, really?
But I don't, like, unless you're fucking Ronaldo, I don't know who you are.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's, yeah, or Wayne
Rooney.
Is playing
for fucking Sunderland good? Because, like, is second team at Arsenal good?
No,
I ain't got a clue.
I don't know.
So I just think, you're going to clap, no.
Fucking hell, if you're clap, no. Yes, because sometimes I feel like it doesn't matter how clap they are. If they've got a blue tick, girls will go for him, 100%.
Oh, 100%. No, I actually thought Ethan was quite good looking, but he looked like a lad to me.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, for his pictures, because obviously I don't know who he is. I was
Even
my mum's like, he looks like a player. One of my friends was like, yeah, be careful.
But Ethan was like, guys.
Yeah. Do you know what? He's fuck? The sweetest person ever. Like, he's so emotional.
Is he?
Yeah, he's so sweet. He's really kind. Yeah, he's really
finally
nice.
A man that shows emotion.
No, he does, yeah.
The fuck are all the rest of you? I'm sick of it. You'd never find that in Nottingham.
No, but this is what I mean. I'm like, I've actually got the last good one left.
No, you did.
Oh my God, I've got a funny story though.
Go on, spill the tea.
This is quite a good one. And I only want to tell it because he's not told it. Right, so if
exclusive.
Your partner fucks up.
Yeah.
With Ethan, it is a little bit of like they know they're a little bit of the shit.
Yeah.
They need humbling. Right?
They do. And this is where you come in.
Back in boss, right? Because you get, in any relationship, girls got to be boss. Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you tell agree?
Them. Yeah. I do.
Like, not a bitch, just a little bit, we're a little bit in charge here,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
we're the trousers.
Like, tell your friends, your lads, whatever, you're a bit, we're just a little bit ahead, right?
Mm.
So, he fucked up. He didn't do anything bad, not relationship-wise, but he upset me
right.
Quite a lot, so I'm not going to tell his story, but come home from my beefer, and then he was like, I'm still so sorry, like, can you forgive me, whatever? And I was like, and he was like, bro, I'll get you a Chinese, get you whatever you want. So I went through the menu.
That would have done me. I'd have been like, yeah.
I ordered £70 of Chinese for two people. And then I ordered pig intestines. And then...
Sorry, what Chinese are you fucking ordering from?
Oh, mate, in London, they've got a whole selection. It was the worst Chinese I've ever had, to be fair. To be fair, after you did this, though, we couldn't even eat it anyway. So we ordered pig intestines. We, me. And then I was like, if you eat a pig intestine, everything be forgotten, I forgive you.
Did he do it?
Yeah, but I was gagging watching him do it. He was going and I was like, no, don't stop it.
Did
they
he oh my
stank.
God
and it
and he swallowed it and just kept it down.
No, I think he did spit it out, but I was like, chew it, chew it.
Look at you, like, you're like the dominatrix whipping him. Eat it all, bitch.
No, it went like that, but I think you just gotta be like, do you know when you get a dog and it's like a spray bottle, don't do that again.
That is the exact same
but
thing.
But the thing is that if you want to make it a bad enough experience for it to not be repeated mistakes, well, you know what happened last time, you ate pig intestine.
I think boys don't... No, boys... What the fuck is wrong with boys? They don't get it. They could literally... They'd be like, your mum's a slag. And then I'll be like, I'll explain why that's upset me. And they'll be like, I mean, I see your point, but, you know, I don't really see how that's my problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, are you religious?
Nah.
Oh, I thought I'm maybe because faith.
Though. Oh my God, I'm trying to get Ethan christened, so when we die, we can go heaven together.
What's he gonna? Well, the priest gonna hold him in his arms?
That would be really funny, wouldn't
that would be.
But I said, well, our child's gonna get christened, just for like good measure. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So, keep it safe.
Like when I die, I'm going heaven because you know what I mean. All's forgotten once you've been christened.
Right.
Like, you fucked up. I need whatever to get you're still accepted. Yeah. Ethan's not, so I'm like, well, you're gonna be down in hell.
And I love how that's the situation. We're not going to be together right now.
Yeah, like when no, but this like in the afterlife, do you not want to be with me? Why?
Look at you. What, you want to be talking to other girls?
Yeah,
in
do you
hell,
want to talk to
bitch.
Other girls in hell?
That is, to be fair,
it's not
though,
that you don't know.
It's a bit mad. I got baptized once when I was older, and I remember like I was like, when I go under this water, I
is
know
that Jewish?
No, what?
What one's that?
Like just Jesus, isn't it?
What's
like
the religion?
Christian.
Christian. Oh, it's the same one. Mm. Oh, I think I only got.
But it's more like it's when you get like dunked underwater.
Oh, yeah. That one seems a bit harsh.
Tell me.
I've seen videos where they literally just hold him under there for time.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, I was like, oh, I'm gonna see him, and it's gonna reaffirm like I know he's real. I got dunked under. I got water up my nose, and I was like, was that it? Was I meant to feel it? And after that, I just fucked it off. I was like, yeah, never mind. That was a waste of time. So I wouldn't bother doing that. Not that you probably will.
No,
but
do you know what? I'm confirmed. I'm going in. Like, I've already done my bit. But he's got to do it.
So
I said, listen, I won't tell anyone. I won't tell
anyone. Do you have
like
a private ceremony? Make a good video though.
Yeah, no, it will.
If he gets christened.
Listen, I won't tell anyone if he wouldn't get christened.
You're not going to invite the Sidemen to his christening.
No, but do you not believe in the afterlife?
No, I'm going to hell either way. So I feel like I have done a lot of things that should not have been done.
Yeah, fair. So you go get christened again then. You'll be all right.
I'll set fire as soon as I walk into the church. I'll be like, not you again, you slag. What's going on? I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. I'd like to think there's something out there.
Yeah.
To know what? But if I die and it's all just black, I'll be like.
No, but like spooky stuff happened.
And yeah, once I had a weird thing with a ghost, hands down, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's going to make you tremble.
Go on.
So I went to my friend's house, right? And she was like, oh, by the way, like our house is built on top of a graveyard and we have loads of weird shit happen. Like right. She said, like when her and her parents are asleep, it sounds like there's plates smashing and stuff downstairs, go downstairs, there's nothing. So I was like, chat shit, get banged. Didn't think it was like a thing, right? So anyway, went to our house and we were in her room and they keep the hallway light on. So her door was shut and all you could see was someone walking past her room, right. Like back and forth. And I was like, Amy, who the fuck? Oh, sorry. No, I won't call her Amy. No, actually I will. She won't be watching this. Amy, who is watching, like walking past your room? She was like, what? So we opened the door. There was no one there. So we were like, that's a bit mad.
Yeah.
Freaked out. So we went into her brother's room because he wasn't there. And we kept the door open this time. And it's right next to the bathroom. And all we saw was the bathroom swinging open and open and shut. And I was like, Amy, this is not it.
Did you stay there?
No, I did until the next day. And then she was like, I was still a bit like, oh, maybe it was the wind. You know, we live in England.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right. And she went, if there's anyone here, turn the TV off. And I'm not even joking. The TV just turned straight. She was like, the remote was in front of us. So it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Turned straight off. And I called my mum to pick me up. And yeah. I never went back to our house ever again. That was fucked. I was like, there
and
is.
And their friendship ended.
Yeah. No, I was like, I'll see you in hell. Because there is no way that's ever happening again. Yeah. You never had anything creepy.
Yeah, I get loads of stuff. I used to think I was bloody medium.
Really?
Without sounding weird, I was like, I bet I could talk to people if I put my mind to it.
Yep. Yeah. Could you?
I don't know. I've never tried. It's scary, isn't it?
You didn't even try. I could, but
it's
I won't
scary,
try.
It's scary, though, isn't it? No, I went through like this really bad stage of like, I've got a few stories. I went through a really bad stage of having really bad sleep insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like real things happening. And then I got sleep paralysis pretty much every single night. But obviously where things are happening in your room, I know it's like where your body's like, asleep, mind's awake.
Yeah.
So I know you're kind of dreaming all these bad things happening, but then I was like, hmm. And then this one time I was just thinking about my nan, like, you know, as you do, I was like, oh, whatever. And then no windows open, literally nothing. Her memorial card literally just fell from my side onto the floor. And I was like, now how did that happen? Because that's not moved
for
like 8 months.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I was like, but that one was quite nice. I was like, oh, nice. Do you know what I mean?
She's here.
Yeah, like cute. But the worst experience I've had is when I was in school. I think I was in year 10. Had a sleepover, Christmas Eve, you mm-hmm. know.
Eve,
Secret Santa day,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And these two girls, they were asleep in the bed and given two different names, Jess and Tia, yeah. Right? So Jess and Tia are in bed. Me and the other girls, I can't bother to think of all the names, too long. But we was on the floor. They was fast asleep. They've been asleep like literally 2 hours, right? They sat up both at the same time, went like this, said something at the exact same time, waited, and then fell back asleep.
What?
I jumped up, smacked the lights. I was like, oh, shit.
What? Yeah, what did they say? Or do you not remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
That's but fucking weird.
But we were so scared. And then they woke up like, what? Like, obviously really tired. And it was like, what the fuck are you going on about? Like, do you know when you can tell when something's staged?
Yeah.
And this was just sat up, said something, went back, fell back. And was like, I don't think you could get that in sync if you tried. And I was like, bro, you've just been possessed. Like, facts. Like,
facts.
you've just been possessed.
Facts. that's really made me creeped out. That's disgusting.
Honestly, I never went back to her house. I think I fell out with him after all that. I was like, you know what? No fair play for me. Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel a bit better about my story, actually, because that's disgusting.
No, I've got bears.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. No, that's what only makes me think that sometimes, like, maybe someone does exist.
Yeah, well, me and Ethan think we've got a ghost in our house. But it seems all right, though.
Friendly.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I think you can tell if it's a bad one.
Yeah.
You know, like negative vibes going on in the house. But obviously we're moving, like, and we have things stacked on top of each other. And my, I had a rug in a roll, because obviously it's not laid out yet. Yeah. And then we was both in the kitchen, like both the dogs were with us, and no one's moved anything. It just rolled off from one of the boxes, like completely stable, just rolled. And we was like...
He wants the rug there.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it went.
Not touching.
It's probably why it's nice about it. It's like, yeah, I'll put my helping hand in there. But we was just like, And then Ethan always says he thinks he can see something go up the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Move the fuck out. What the hell?
No, he seems friendly.
I don't give a shit if it's Florence Nightingale reincarnated. I am not living with that.
But you know what? The dog, like, I would usually get scared at things like that. But I've been sleeping upstairs. Ethan's been sleeping downstairs.
Really?
Yeah, the dog don't let me in the bed. In his own house. This poor boy has spent so much money on this house to not be able to sleep in his own bed. Because the dog's like protective of me. She's very much my dog. And it's getting a bit hard because Ethan's not enjoying her. But she's doing things to be naughty only to him. And I'm like, yeah, you've got to stop doing that. You're going to exile yourself here, girl. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to be back in the shelter.
He tries to move him in bed, bites him. So he'll like, get off, nip him.
Really?
Yeah, it won't be like aggressive, but it's enough to be like,
I'm not trying that again.
Yeah, so we got trained on Saturday. So I've had to get dog trainer.
Fucking hell. Okay, with that,
yeah,
I'm not sleeping tonight. Anyway, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's really creeped me out.
Okay.
Well, my last question is, I always ask people this. If you had any advice for a state that is me, what would you say?
Get christened again.
Everyone always says that as well.
Just do it third time, lucky egg.
Yeah, go on.
No, I see it.
Oh, what did you say?
Get christened again.
Get christened.
Third time lucky.
Fucking hell. Do you know what? I'll see the Pope next week.
I'm literally going to sound religious. I'm not even religious. I'm going to start carrying around some,
yeah, like anal beads. I mean, what are the beads called? Some rosary beads. Anal ball, carry on them as well.
Yeah, there ain't no help for you, Grace. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, that was beautiful. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever else, make sure you give it a follow and a 5-star rating.
Cheers.